The Tour Bus Music Show, episode number 21.
Audius Maximus Media Network. Expand your mind. Widen your world. Many countries. One nation. www.audiusmaximus.com.
Hi, this is Steve Blaze of Lillian Axe, and you're listening to the Tour Bus Music Show.
The Tour Bus. Louisiana's link to live music via the Audius Maximus Media Network with your hosts, T. Mike and Anna.
Tales from the back of the bus.
Queensryche, hotspot junkie.
Why far away? I'm addicted to the world.
everyone. This is Todd with the Tour Bus Music Show. Tonight, we're on the line with Jeff Tate of the legendary rock group Queensryche. You know, I almost hate to use the term legendary due to it being used so often to describe bands that were once tremendously popular and relevant, and they are usually relying on those laurels to make a living today and only performing their hits from the past because they have not put out any new material in many years. However, Queensryche is a perfect example of the proper meaning of this term. Not only were they massively popular 10 and 20 years ago, but they are still currently touring and celebrating the 30th anniversary of the band, but they are also still tremendously popular and still gaining new fans every day, and most importantly, still regularly releasing new, fresh, and relevant music. But one of the great things that I have the most respect for with this band is their refusal to be stuck in any one time period or style of music. Queensryche is still a band that is ever evolving, growing, and creating. Jeff, welcome back to the Tour Bus Music Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Todd. Nice to be here.
When we last spoke in December of last year, you had mentioned that the band was currently working on a new album, which, as we know now, is titled Dedicated to Chaos. You had mentioned the album being very experimental and that the band was pushing the envelope on this recording. Now, after hearing the album, I can honestly agree with you. The album has its own unique sound, as I find most Queensryche albums have. I've listened to it in its entirety several times to really let it sink in before making a judgment on how I felt about it. And, you know, that being said, I'm going to go on the record as absolutely loving the album. I've been listening to it both out loud and with the headphones on. I have to say, kind of like here in the Now Frontier, the headphone experience was astounding. Hearing the soundscape the band has created, the music's texturing, the layering, the production, and just the sheer amount of thought put into it is very evident. Can you tell us what went into writing, recording, and engineering of the album?
Well, you know, with each record, we always have a little sit down and we kind of map out what we want to try to accomplish. And, you know, with this record, we wanted to experiment a lot with the sound of the band. And really that jumping off point came from Eddie and Scott, our bass player and drummer, who brought in a lot of the first musical material to work on. And it was stuff that they had written, and it was predominantly, you know, bass and drum driven. You know, it gave us the idea to use the guitar as an accent instrument in a lot of the songs. And so we kind of followed their example by letting the bass and drums provide the rhythm, and the guitar was the and, you know, the one and two and, you know, the offset or the offbeat feel to a lot of the songs. So once we got kind of started in that direction, we kind of liked it, just kind of followed along with the pattern that had been brought to us, you know. Mm-hmm. And we tried a lot with just kind of stretching out in the songwriting area, trying some different things that we've been tossing around and talking about over the last few years, and just really kind of letting our imaginations, you know, kind of run wild and take it as far as we could imagine it, really.
If I can touch on a controversial subject for a moment, I know that you and the band, for that matter, have never experienced any controversy, right?
Yeah, I suppose we do.
You know, preparing for this interview, I, of course, went online and looked at what people buying and listening to the album have been saying. And, you know, people like to brand things, they like to organize them and put them where they want to put them, and they want them to stay there and call it the norm. You know, we do it in all aspects of life and all different types of things. I saw many people who really liked, and a lot of people love the album, some who just didn't get it, and some who are evidently still living in the 80s and just aren't ready for any kind of change.
Yeah, I think I think a lot of a lot has changed in the last few years. People have access to the internet now, and you know, you can comment to your heart's content on anything, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's really different than in years past, where like, the only feedback we'd get from a record was when we toured and we'd play a song or, you know, songs from the record, and people would come backstage after the show and they'd comment on it, you know, or they'd write us letters, you know, which a lot of times people didn't take the time to even write letters. So, you know, their voices were never really heard, you know. So, you know, fast forward to now, the present time, where everybody gets online and everybody talks and everybody throws out their opinion on things. So you hear a lot more about what people think, and can also kind of summarize, you know, what people do like and what they don't like, and that kind of thing. So it's an interesting time we live in now, very fascinating time. And it's not just a commentary about music, you know, it's politics and social events and art in general, and, you know, it's everything. People comment on it now, which is really refreshing, I think. You know, art isn't supposed to, conform. Art is meant to be experimental. It's meant to be free-form, and it has to be progressing, you know, from the artist, or else the artist dries up and doesn't want to do anything else.
Right.
You know? You need to kind of, let your imagination run and take things as far as you can imagine them. And, some people will ride along with you and be right there side by side, and other people will be, you know, kind of left in the dust, and other people will be playing catch up, you know.
As we all know, you know, anytime there's time for change, and it's a change to what's expected, you know, people get upset. In general, people don't like change. But,
yeah.
But you know, that's true. That's the one thing that has kept my interest in Queensryche over the years. I view change as a good thing.
And it's the one thing that, I think it's one thing that's really driven the band, too. You know, if we couldn't make new records, we would just hang it up. You know, it's what really drives us to be in the band, is the ability to come into the room with an idea and for everyone to jump on board and take it as far as it can go, you know.
Right. I mean, I've had the same discussion with my friend Steve Blaze and Lillian X, and, you know, I have to agree with him in the fact that people tend to associate a band's music with a certain part of their life, and they tend to compartmentalize that music, and they want them to sound the exact same way they did back then, but then they'll listen to a newer band and love the different sound, but then they'll turn right around and criticize the first band for that very sound of if they evolve into a newer, fresher sound. You know, now, I have no intention of upsetting anybody or criticizing their taste in music, but, I mean, come on. It's time for everybody to open their mind and a bit and appreciate good music for what it is and allow bands the freedom to grow, expand, or even pursue new horizons. I mean, being creative, like you said, is what music's all about.
Yeah, and it, without that, you know, you just have, cookie-cutter versions of the same thing all over again, and then you kind of lose your incentive, you know, to create. If you're inside this box and you can't get out, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of being creative, it's about time to hear the second song of the album. Can you tell us about the inspiration behind our next song, Get Started?
Being the age I am and the band is, a lot of people at this age are kind of thinking about, you know, retiring, and they've run out of ideas, or they're just kind of burned out from doing the same thing, and, you know, they want to change up their life. And, you know, they start thinking about kicking back in the Lazy Boy, or, you know, going fishing or something like that with their time, you know. And personally, I feel like I'm just kind of getting started. You know, I feel very vibrant and very plugged into what's happening around me, and very inspired. You know, life to me is incredibly inspiring, and maybe that's because of my life. You know, I travel a lot and meet lots of different people, and, you know, I have conversations with different people in all parts of the world every day. So, my horizons are pretty far and wide, you know, and I pull a lot of inspiration from that itself. And I don't feel like hanging it up, you know, at all. In fact, I can't even imagine that. And that's what that song is about, really, is just getting started with life, really, you know. And also, I think, you know, you spend a lot of time in your 20s and your 30s trying to figure out what's happening, you know, how to get where you want to go, how to do the things you need to do to get to where you want to get, and kind of connecting the dots, you know. And at my age, I've done that, you know. I'm beyond that point now, and life is looking pretty sweet at this point.
That is fantastic. Queensryche, Get Started.
We're running pretty fast, and we don't suffer fools. just picking up speed. Now, here's my promise. I'll be a better man. I'm just getting started. I'm just getting started here. I'm just getting going.
Getting started.
Yeah, you know life's too short for slowing down.
You can't see nothing.
Getting started. Oh, I'm just getting started.
Jeff Tate of Queensryche. Well, Jeff, we've been talking about Queensryche's newest album, Dedicated to Chaos, which was released this summer, and the band is on the road celebrating the band's 30th anniversary. Speaking of the tour, can you tell us how it's been going so far?
Yeah, it's been going great. We started over in Europe and had some great shows over there, and then hit the East Coast of the United States and worked our way west by the Northwest. And ended up in Alaska and dropped down in Seattle. And we had a couple days off before we head back out. And we're working back east and then heading south after that. So it's going great. We're having great shows and good attendance. And it's been hot everywhere we've been.
Yeah. Well, has there been any particular highlights that you would care to recount for our listeners of the tour so far?
Gosh, highlights. Ooh. Well, every show is a highlight, really, for us. The band is just playing great, and we've got a great crew that puts everything together for us. Most of the people on our crew have been with us for 10 plus years, so they're very familiar with us and our gear. In fact, we don't even need to do sound checks anymore; they've got it so dialed in. So that's a nice thing. We've been doing some radio acoustic performances in the mornings before the shows. Been doing some wine tasting with my wine brand, and Michael has a beer brand. He's been making appearances at different pubs and things like that with his with ale. So it's going good. We're having a good time.
Very cool. Without giving too much away, can you give our listeners an idea of what they can expect to see with Queensryche in concert this time around?
Yeah. Well, people that are familiar with the band probably realize that each tour we try to bring a different kind of presentation, out on the road. This year, because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, we're playing songs from all of our different records. I think we have 12 studio albums now, so we're touching on all the records. And we've got a really cool video show that accompanies the music, which is excerpts and pieces of all of our different videos we've made over the years, and footage that we've attached to songs that we've used in other previous live performances. And we have some really cool fan footage that people have submitted that plays in the background while we're playing. So it's kind of like a Queensryche retrospective, really.
I know I've enjoyed seeing several of those over the years, such as Building Empires and things of that nature that y'all have released over time. So after 30 years of playing music together, and at times spending more time together than you do with your families, I mean, what is the dynamic like these days amongst the members of the group?
Good. Yeah, we, you know, with the advent of technology being what it is now, we bring all of our recording gear on the road with us. And so usually we set up in one of the rooms of the venue, and we have a kind of a full-time recording studio going on during the day. And we're tossing around musical ideas and working up stuff for the next record. So it's it's a pretty creative atmosphere. You know, we work during the day to, you know, work on the new material, and then we rehearse some of the songs that we want to present live, you know, during soundcheck, and then we play the show. So it's a busy day in the Queensryche camp.
I imagine it is always like that. Well, we're about to play another song. This song has a dryness to the sound that really sets the mood for the song, Got It Bad. Jeff, do you have any comments on this track?
Got It Bad is a song about obsession, and I'm kind of obsessed with that topic. I find it fascinating. It's one of those human conditions that really fascinate me. So the song's about an obsession with a person and how that can get a hold of you, you know?
I can tell you that the song, just the way it's produced, it just kind of drips with a lust. It's a very unique song.
Yeah, it definitely has a real swinky kind of bass line to it, you know, that keeps you moving.
Queensryche, Got It Bad.
Coming on strong, and I could feed you.
And we are back with Jeff Tate of Queensryche. Jeff, getting back to the tour for a moment. Queensryche has always been known, as we spoke of earlier, for the elaborate theatrics and sets in your concert performances. I mean, in light of challenges that come along with touring these days and the logistics of transporting and producing a show on the level that you do, the band continues to go above and beyond with what type of show you offer it, every show. I mean, there are other major bands that are simply setting up the amps, drums, PA, and lighting to cut costs. How is it that Queensryche can continue to give such a quality show that touches all the senses when others are just taking to the road with their proverbial shirts on their backs to cut expenses?
Well, you have to be kind of creative, I think, to do that these days. It does take a lot of planning and thought, you know, how you're going to make it economical, because you have to think of those things. You know, you have a lot of people to pay and crew to pay and that kind of thing. And it's hopefully the ticket price, you know, covers, you know, the cost of the production. And we have a real need, I guess, live to present something different each time. You know, we really put our thinking caps on and we try to come up with something new each time, mm-hmm. so that the audience isn't, you know, getting complacent with our performance. And also it kind of sets the tone for what we do, you know, on the road by having, you know, a show basically rather than just a musical performance. We like right. to get into it and make it interesting, you know, for us as well.
I can definitely say, having been to a bunch of your shows in the past, it is definitely interesting, no matter which tour or which album you're supporting. Of course, we'll be posting your upcoming concert dates on our show notes at audiosmaximus.com for all of our listeners and Queensryche fans. Can you tell us of any special shows that are coming up?
Well, where are you located at?
We are actually just south of Baton Rouge in Louisiana.
Okay. I think the closest we're going to be to there is Biloxi, Mississippi. And that's coming up, I think, in the next month or two. We're booked up until the end of December. I think we finish off in Brazil in December. And then I don't think we have any dates in the new year. But then again, I haven't looked that far ahead, so I'm not sure. But we're going to be hitting everywhere in the United States. I think in November we're heading towards Florida, and then we're working our way back across west after that.
Yeah, I noticed on your concert calendar, I think the date y'all are going to be in Biloxi is September 26th. It's either the 23rd or 26th. And
oh, okay.
I actually did notice that y'all do have a date in Baton Rouge. I think it's November 3rd at the Varsity Theater.
Oh, okay. Great. So, haven't played Baton Rouge in a while.
Well, we'll definitely be out there to meet with y'all and finally get to meet in person.
Great.
I know back in December, you had a few things to say to Queensryche fans and the Tour Bus Music Show listeners. I think we were airing at that time to around 32 countries. It's been a busy year for us, and we've been very, very fortunate to have a lot of great people tune in. And now you're currently speaking to fans in 52 countries. Do you have anything that you would like to tell them from you and the rest of the band?
Oh, I'd just say, you know, thanks for listening to Queensryche, and, you know, please come to one of our shows, and hopefully we'll get to meet.
And, of course, they look on your website for details on what shows are coming up, and you have all of your upcoming concert dates, news, everything at queensryche.com. Can you tell our listeners about the other ways that the fans can connect with you online?
We have I have a jefftate.com website that kind of covers all some of my personal stuff, but pretty much everything's on queensryche.com.
We're going to be playing one song here at the end of the show, and this song is called Higher. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, sure. Well, Higher is a real fun song. It's a song that we really, again, it's one of those ones where we try to take the guitar and put it in a different capacity. You know, it's playing a lot of the off beats. It's playing horn lines. Which are, you know, multi-track guitars playing separate lines than what the rhythm is doing. So it has a real interesting kind of swing feel to it, and kind of a chaotic ending, definitely.
It was a very interesting song to listen to, and I, of course, like every other song on the album, I absolutely loved it. To me, it's one of the better albums in recent years that Queensryche has released. Not to say that any of the other ones have been bad in any way, because I've enjoyed every album, but this one is just kind of a new direction in a sense, and I find it very unique and very fresh and very relevant of the current times that we live in.
Well, thank you.
And before we go, I did notice one other special show that y'all have going on, and that's that y'all are going to be on the Shiprock cruise in November.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a real fun thing. We did that first a couple years ago, and we had such a good time that we wanted to do it again. And for those unfamiliar with it, it's a cruise. And this particular one leaves from Fort Lauderdale and heads out into the Caribbean and Gulf of Mexico and then goes down into Mexico and ends in Cozumel and then comes back. And it's a cruise ship, and there's a whole bunch of bands on the bill. And it's a nonstop party, to tell you. It's really something to go on. There's music all day long, almost 24 hours straight. And people can go on, I think it's maybe all the information is probably on queensryche.com. They can see the list of bands that are playing. But it's pretty cool. We have a good time. It's thousands of people all stuck on a ship, you know, listening to rock music, you know, on the entire trip. Really fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a whole lot of fun. Jeff, I want to thank you for joining us tonight and for speaking with us. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure. And, of course, you and the band are welcome back anytime.
Great. Well, thank you, Todd. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
It is my pleasure. Queensryche, Higher.
What to say? I think about you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Tour Bus Music Show. This is T-Mike, just reminding you to tune in for our upcoming shows. We'll also be having another roundtable discussion coming up, too. Until next time, this is T-Mike telling you to rock on.